Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
This is Doug Schieffer. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Doug?
I'm good. What questions did you have? I'm not prepared at all to talk, I guess, but I'm curious what questions you have.
Sure. I mean, I was just kind of looking to see if you, wanted to comment further. I guess maybe like the one main question that I really had for you is, what do you really hope is the outcome of this whole situation for you?
Sure. I mean, that's very simple, right? I mean, my whole thing this whole time has been, I shouldn't say the whole time. I mean, this all started back at the end of 2018. It's been a long time.
Right.
I think a lot of people think it started in 2020, but it did not. It started at the end of 2018. But regardless, in the very beginning of this whole thing, it was, I was going to get approval, and that's, I don't know if you care to go down that road. That's a 40 minutes for me to explain how all that transpired. But where we're at today, I mean, the main reason why I have continued to push this is because I can do it over the water. Even their attorney just told, well, I don't know, there's been a lot of news articles written about this lately, but I don't know if, I think it was maybe a National Public Radio, but even the city's attorney said, yes, there's nothing anybody can do about this basically over the water. And that water is a public airport. And so there is no doubt that I can do this over the water. But my issue is, seaplanes do it, right? But, it is a helicopter. It's a little bit different. And I would just rather do this in the least intrusive manner possible. And the east side of my home is, I've got 9.7 acres. And it's surrounded by trees. It's just, you've heard this 100 times, I think, and if you haven't even checked out my website, eglpropertyrights.com, all the information's on there as well. But that's my whole, I don't want to sue the city. The reason I sued the city is it was the next it's kind of the last, we need to get in front of a court that we've needed to for a long time to get this figured out. I believe what I'm currently doing is legal. There's no doubt about that in my mind. If I lose with what I'm currently doing by basically landing and taking off over the water, but setting down on my property and then storing it. If I lose, then I got to stop doing that. But then that means the only thing I have left is the barge over the water. And, I can also throw floats on the helicopter, right? I can put floats on it and land out in the middle of the bay and taxi up to my shoreline just like seaplanes. It's just not... it's not what I want to do because it's the most intrusive and it's the least safe. So I'm fighting because the city is forcing me to do this in the most intrusive, most unsafe manner possible. I'm fighting to do this in the least intrusive and the safest manner possible. And that is on the east side of my home. If that doesn't, that's what I would like to see happen, right? That takes city approval, no doubt about it, and I don't think they're ever going to grant me that. It's unfortunate, but I don't think they'll ever grant me that. If I win the storage argument, which I definitely think I will, the landing and the takeoff, it's going to come down to definitions. Are we going with, what everybody's untrained, if you're not a pilot and you're not in the FAA, is it going to be, is it going to be FAA definitions that rule the day, or is it going to be just what most people would think rules the day for those definitions of what landing and takeoff versus taxiing and set down and pick up and all of that stuff? Again, I believe what I'm doing is legal, but if a court says I can't do that, then I'm down to landing on the barge in the most intrusive manner. And that's just, I am fighting to, again, do this in the least intrusive, safest manner possible. I'm doing this for the benefit of even the opposition. they would never see it that way, but that's what I'm doing. The city can't stop me over the barge, and I just don't want to have to do it that way. If I have to, at the end of the day, I have to, but it is what it is. That's why I'm fighting so hard.
Okay.
For everybody's benefit.
Sure. So can you kind of walk me through what exactly it is you're doing now? Are you landing on the water now, or on your property?
Okay. So the easiest way for me to try and explain this to someone that doesn't understand, and there's a lot of people in aviation that don't understand this either, okay?
Sure.
just because there's not, you know, most people are plane pilots and not helicopter pilots, but...
Right.
All right. So the easiest way for me to try and explain what I'm currently doing would be, let's think of a seaplane. A seaplane is coming down, landing in Steamboat Bay, somewhere out in the middle, right? Hitting the water, and then they taxi to shore, right? I mean, everybody understands that, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So a helicopter. So my helicopter, when I'm, you know, say I'm 1,000 feet in the air and I'm coming in for a landing, and let's just say I'm shooting my approach to the middle of the bay, which that's not what I usually do. I've done it several times that way, but I don't usually do that because I don't want to fly amongst boats and swimmers and jet skis any more than I have to. So
right.
The barge that I have provides me a spot to shoot my approaches to. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, but for all intents and purposes, think, okay, so once, let's just say I'm shooting the approach to the middle of the water like a plane would do. Once I'm 5 to 10 feet, let's say off the water, the landing is complete. So now I am hover taxiing to shore. I'm taxiing to shore just like a seaplane taxis to shore. The only difference is a seaplane is touching the water when it taxis. My helicopter is 5 to 10 feet off the water when it taxis. But the landing procedure is complete. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. So you're not technically touching the water, but you've still essentially landed.
My landing was complete over the public airport.
Okay.
Okay. So then I taxi to my property and I set it down. That's the terminology that FAA uses.
Okay.
And that's going to be the argument with the city. The city says I cannot land or take off from my property. And I'm saying, okay, I get to the untrained eye why it appears that way, but I'm not. I'm shooting my approaches to the barge and then I taxi 30 feet and set it down.
Okay.
And the takeoff is no different. If you go to my website, like what's new, like I've got video explaining all of this on the website.
Oh, okay.
So it makes it pretty, you know, that it'll show a liftoff and taxiing, like when I'm taking off. And then once I get over the barge, then all of a sudden I'm starting the takeoff procedure. But I don't start that until typically even past the barge, you know.
Okay.
When taking off.
Okay.
So that's why the opposition thinks that I am landing and taking off from my property. And now I think maybe you understand a little bit about why I believe I'm taking off and landing over the public airport and taxiing to my property and taxiing off my property. So that's the difference.
Sure, that makes sense.
So that's why it's confusing and most people don't understand. They think I'm just being a cowboy. And I don't appreciate that mentality because I've worked with the city for many years. They've promised me many things that have not come to fruition, cost me a lot of time, a lot of money, and here I am still trying to do the right thing. And at the end of the day, what people also need to understand is that I held off many years before I started. I've known for a long time I can do this, right? And I've held off trying to hire professionals, hire consultants, try to teach everybody what the realities of this situation are. And at the end of the day, it finally got to a point where my attorney, the professionals, the experts that I've hired, and even certain members of the city commission were all telling me, Doug, just start doing it. Nobody gets it. Nobody understands. Just start doing it. And so we can get to the end somehow. So this was not me just being a cowboy. This was members of the city, my attorneys, and the experts saying, just start doing it. And that's how we're going to get to the end so people finally understand what the realities of this are, because it's not working with me trying to explain it. So between the website and trying multiple times, I don't know what else I can do, but I've held off for years in doing what is my legal rights to do. So...
Right.
And I could even see, you know, with the lawsuit, it was, all right, there's nothing else I can do. So, you know, and right. It's not just me suing them. The city has sued me too. And most people don't understand that either. So, and it might even be that I, you know, maybe I'll even, we'll see what happens, but maybe I retract my claims, because we don't both need to sue each other. We just need to get in front of a judge, in front of a court, and figure out who's right and what can and can't I do. And, you know, we can't agree, and I guess that's why we have a court system. So it doesn't need all of us suing each other, even though that's what's happened at this point. People keep portraying this as, you know, and I did initially file the suit, but I, you know, it's only after how many denials. I have no choice. We have to get in front of a court system, because I want to do this in the least intrusive, safest manner possible.
And then you've got like a hangar, a garage, or an enclosure then to store the helicopter on your property too, right?
Yes. And that hangar / storage was, I mean, I was told to build that by the city. I was also promised by the city. What's that?
And that's part of the issue too, is that the city says that that kind of constitutes as an airport because there's storage there.
Yeah, and that's a funny argument, right? Because if you park your car in your garage, does that make it a mechanic shop?
Right, yeah. That's an interesting definition.
If you park your boat up on the shore of your property like everybody does, is it now a marina?
Right.
Okay. So what the city ordinance says is you cannot provide aircraft services, okay? It doesn't say you can't have storage.
Okay.
It just says you cannot provide aircraft services. So the city is going to try and prove that me storing it is aircraft services. And that's just like, we are extremely confident we will win that fight, okay? So, yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, if I lose the landing and takeoff argument but win the storage argument, well, then I'm landing on the barge and I'm pulling it inside my garage anyways. But the reality is I'm landing on the barge, the most intrusive manner possible. It's what nobody wants, but that's what they're forcing me to do. It's crazy to me, but it is what it is.
So when you land on the barge, then what's like the process of bringing it to shore? Is it pulling it into shore, or how does that work?
There's several different things I can do right now, right? But,
okay.
You know, there's different options would be, you know, right now, look at seaplanes. Seaplanes, you know, there's on the lake where they're on trolleys, just like a little mini train, right? They got tracks and they got you know, so they pull their air seaplanes up onto shore that way.
Okay.
Things like that are an option. Right now, when I set it down on the grass, I have like a remote controlled hydraulic mechanism that goes underneath the helicopter, picks it up, and then drives it into the storage. But regardless, there's many ways I can make that happen.
Okay. So. But the point is that the barge is farther out into the water would be more intrusive for other people using the lake.
Just me landing on the barge at all. Like, I'd rather get rid of the barge, you know? So would many others. But it's a legal avenue for me to do this, which is what I've been trying to explain. It's just everybody was saying, he'll never get a vessel to land on. He'd never do that. And, well, they gave me no choice. I didn't want to do that, and that's why I held off for years. But that's why I finally had the vessel built, you know? It's like, yes, it does happen. It can happen. It's not that big a deal. I don't want to because it's intrusive over there.
Right,
I shouldn't even say it's that intrusive. I mean, what do these people hear me? A couple minutes? That's it. You know, it's not much. It's not long.
That's not going to change if you're landing on the barge. They're still going to hear the landing.
Correct. And I don't know if you've, before I started flying in and out of there, that was everybody's argument. It's loud, it's dangerous. It's loud, it's dangerous. You heard it 1,000 times in those meetings, right? Well, now that I've flown in and out of there, people realize that, I guess it's not dangerous. And I guess it's really not that loud. I mean, even, again, you can see that on my website too, but like Sharon Gibbons, who just spends, I think, every day of her life trying to fight this thing, you know, she even went to a city council meeting and said, okay, well, maybe it is or isn't loud, you know. Now that they're flying in and out of there, it's, and, you know, we've all got a right to make noise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm doing, I mean, I've proven it many times. You know, I've been through this whole fight, more in depth, actually, with Scott County. And, you know, I had to hire acousticians. You know, I've proven that what I'm doing is well within MPCA guidelines, okay? So nobody can claim noise. You just can't. I'm well within the MPCA guidelines. If you hear me, it's a couple minutes. It's not that big a deal. It's just the issue is the noise is different. That's what people don't like. They're used to motorcycles and they're used to jet skis and boats and whatever. They're just not helicopters and something you hear every day. So it's different. It's not louder. It's just different. But whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, the whole safety thing. I mean, even MnDOT has told the city that my helicopter operations over the lake are safer than seaplanes. So you can't claim it's unsafe. And I've had experts try and explain this to the city, too. But so what is it? It's just, well, he just can't do it. Well, okay, I can. That's what I've been trying to explain to everybody. I can. It's just, where do I land and take off from to do this in the safest, best manner possible? And that's, like I said, people think I'm the cowboy. I've been so nice on this. I've spent years trying to educate and do this in a non-intrusive manner, and it's just, it hasn't worked. So I'm still trying.
Right.
That's what I'm fighting for.
Right. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I understood the whole process and how it's all working. So that definitely clears it up for me. So I appreciate you walking me through all that process.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you put an article out there, will you please send me a copy of it somehow?
Yeah, I
or just let me know when and I can go look at it.
I can like email you a link.
Okay.
And let you know when it's running. Yeah.
Okay.
I can do that.
I appreciate that. Any other questions?
Yeah. And then I think it's January 8th, I think, is the court hearing.
Yeah, I don't foresee that happening, but that's when it's currently scheduled, yes.
Okay, so you're kind of hoping it might get resolved ahead of that, but
I don't think it will be resolved, no. I think the court date will be pushed off.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay, well. All right, well, I'll keep an eye on it and see what happens.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, if you put something out there, let me know. I appreciate it.
Will do. Thanks for calling me back, Doug. I appreciate your time.
All right, you bet, Teresa. Take care.
You do. Bye-bye.